Mark Joe from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 6th of November, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. Wednesday, the 29th of October, the UK-based Foreign Policy Center published a report saying Russia uses Georgia as a key hub to bypass Western sanctions. It says Georgia moved from a passive transit country to an active facilitator using its location, financial system, and political flexibility. The report argues Georgia profits from trade and finance linked to Russia, boosting Moscow's influence on its economy and politics. Re-exports, tourism, and remittances made up 14.5% of Georgia's GDP in 2022. Imports of dual-use goods into Georgia, such as chips and electronics, have risen sharply since then, suggesting that it re-exports to Russia and that those re-exports had military purposes. The report links this to the government's pro-Russian tilt, offshore tax incentives, weak oversight, warns that if Georgia is put under sanctions, it will lead to the collapse of Georgia's economy. Check the full report in English in the show notes. Some of it's quite specific. Still on important documents, the European Commission's annual enlargement report, published on Saturday, the 3rd of November, gives a sharply negative assessment of Georgia, citing severe democratic backsliding. It highlights arrests of opposition figures and protesters, pressure on media and civil society, and laws targeting activists. The Commission says Georgia's candidate status now exists only on paper as the government's actions halted EU integration. It calls the ruling party's repressive laws unprecedented among candidate states. The report urges the government to reverse course, repeal restrictive laws, and protect core rights. Until then, the EU will limit contacts and aid to the government while boosting support for Georgia's civil society and independent media. You can also read this report in English with the link in the show notes. Reporters Without Borders added Bidzina Ivanishvili, the Georgian Dream, or Kotsebi founder, to its 2025 list of press freedom predators alongside Russia's President Putin, Belarus's President Lukashenko, Azerbaijan's President Aliyev, and other authoritarian leaders around the world. The organization describes Ivanishvili as an oligarch who controls power through his business empire, including television channels that promote his party's agenda. Says Georgia's media pluralism has declined under his influence, with journalists facing harassment, violence, and arrest. Reporters Without Borders point to the imprisonment of journalist Mzia Makhlobeli, pressure on NGOs, and the persecution of opposition media as part of the pattern. Group warns that such figures use business, law, and propaganda to silence independent reporting worldwide and urges accountability for those who attack journalists and suppress press freedom. On Thursday, the 30th of October, the NGO Transparency International, TI, commented on Kotsebi's current anti-corruption campaign targeting former officials. TI says that over the last 5 years, 250 cases of elite corruption have been reported, involving over 200 senior officials, including ministers, members of parliament, judges, and municipal leaders. The organization says investigative bodies, prosecutors, and security agencies have helped hide these schemes for years, and that the ruling party is using anti-corruption rhetoric to punish the part of the Kotsebi party that lost its battle for influence. TI states that Georgia is run on kleptocratic principles and calls for genuine investigations into large-scale corruption that has drained the national budget for years. Speaking of corruption investigations, on Friday the 31st, authorities arrested Koba Gabunia, former Deputy Minister of Agriculture. They also raided the house of Irakli Karseladze, former agriculture minister, but he was not arrested. This is part of the investigation that looks into the embezzlement of millions of dollars meant for the renovation of public kindergartens. On the same day, but in an unrelated case, the court ordered the arrest of Vladimir Kundadze, former deputy minister, the Internal Revenue Service, who's accused of illegal production and sale of alcoholic products. He is currently in hiding. With all that bleakness, here's something a little nutty. On Friday the 31st, a journalist asked Gia Volsky, one of the veteran members of parliament of the Kotsebi, to comment on corruption cases against his former colleagues. Volsky, who's been known to produce some unintentionally funny quotes, told the journalist that he is thankful to God that not all of the government is corrupt. Ruling party's member of parliament, Irakli Kobakhidze, also made a comment about the corruption cases. While not naming specific names, he said there were doubts about some officials for some time. They were waiting to gather evidence before taking action. He also said that these people were traitors who decided to enrich themselves during a very rough period in the country's political life that he had created. No, just kidding. He didn't say that. Anyway, next up, police keep arresting pro-European protesters under the law that we've reported on in previous shows, which punishes blocking the road and wearing masks by up to 15 days imprisonment and up to 1 year in case of repeated violations. What's a new low for the Georgian police? They arrested a 71-year-old protester, Aza Chilchava, for this offense. On Monday the 3rd, the court sentenced her to just 1 day in prison. Aza, who is an internally displaced person from the breakaway region of Abkhazia, says that she will continue to protest against the Russian regime, even if she is the last person to do so. On Tuesday the 4th, authorities conducted a special operation against members of the criminal underworld. Part of it happened in Lagodechi in eastern Georgia, where the suspect opened fire and seriously wounded a member of the special forces. The suspect was killed in the firefight. Turned out to be Mirza Aliyev, who was a former member of the town's municipal council. He had this position first as a member of the United National Movement, or the Natsebi, before the 2014, and then as a member of the Kotsebi, guy who knows which way the wind blows, or at least he did. On Wednesday the 5th, police arrested Mancho Gheorghobiani, well-known Kotsebi protagonist. She was charged with organizing group violence. Days before, she'd had a verbal conflict with an employee of a supermarket, after which she contacted several young people who brutally attacked that employee. Day before her arrest, she wrote a lengthy post on Facebook about the current Minister of Internal Affairs. She accused him of being too arrogant and strict in his approaches. She threatened him that he would lose his position because of her connections. Now she might spend up to 9 years in jail. Afgan Sadigov, an Azerbaijani journalist currently living in Georgia, has been fined 275,000 lari, which is over $100,000, for repeatedly blocking the road during protests. He became aware of this on Wednesday the 5th. Turns out police fined him 55 times from July to October, but did not inform him, even though they knew his contact information. On Wednesday the 5th, during a conference of the Commonwealth of Independent States, Sergei Shoigu, Russia's former Minister of Defense and current chair of the Security Council, spoke about Georgia, praised the Kotsebi for their, what he called, resilience against destructive forces during the municipal elections. He said that the Kotsebi were able to defend the interests of Georgia and its people, adding that the South Caucasus is now far more stable, and Russia has played an important role in that. Yeah. In an unusual turn of events, Georgian protest anthem Ole Ola was played in London's O2 Academy in Brixton, a popular music venue. It's played by German DJ and producer Acid Pauli. Unknown how the song ended up so far from its home. This song has caused a lot of controversy in Georgia. Kotsebi Tituskevi have attacked its composer, Chords, and several people who have performed it, as it featured very insulting lyrics regarding the ruling party that deserves a lot of insulting. Finally, in a heartwarming story by Miriam Nikuradze, two souls have found family in each other while fighting for Georgia. Archil Muzlianidze, whose parents died when he was an infant, met with 60-year-old Saro Oshakmashvili in a protest last year after the fraudulent parliamentary elections. Their friendship became strong on Facebook Messenger until one day Archil stopped replying. He'd been arrested at a protest in late November. Sato attended his trial, where he was sentenced to 4 years in jail. She started really getting to know him by attending court hearings, talking to his friends, and reading letters. She started to become the mother that Archil had never had, and he referred to her as such in the letters sent from prison. And that's it this week. Thanks for joining us. We have some new t-shirts coming out soon. They're fantastic, just in time for Christmas. Stay tuned next week, and you'll hear all about them. Nachlandis.